You're listening to Tea Time with Katie and Chelsea, a podcast all about pop culture that these brilliant ladies enjoy. So, heat up your kettles. It's tea time.
Hello, everyone. I'm Katie, and you are listening to Tea Time with Katie and Chelsea, a proud member of the Geek to Geek Media Network. And on this week's episode, I'm finally going to give my thoughts on the Supernatural series finale. It's been about 6 months since the episode aired, and I actually just rewatched it for the first time since it did air. But before we get into that, my weekly geekery is, I watched a K-pop concert last weekend. I watched Taemin. So Taemin is one of the members of SHINee, and he's actually going to be beginning his military service around the end of the month. So this was his last concert, solo concert before he leaves, which was pretty cool. My roommate and I have actually started doing a MCU rewatch. So we're going to be rewatching all of the movies of the MCU in chronological order, not the order that they were released in, but the order that they occurred chronologically, if that makes sense. Yesterday I started watching the Sons of Sam docuseries on Netflix. It is a docuseries about a serial killer. I started watching it with my sister. It's pretty interesting. I've watched other ones that Netflix has done and other ones that Hulu has done. They all seem to be pretty good. And then last thing that I did was my sister and I started watching High School Musical, the series, which seems complicated, but it's pretty good. I'm enjoying it. It's pretty funny. It's very meta. So it takes place at the high school that High School Musical was filmed at. And so it's a story about the kids who go to the high school that High School Musical was filmed at, and they're going to be staging the High School Musical, the musical. Yeah, it's really weird, but it's really good. So I'm going to finish watching the first season, and they already are going to be having a second season. So I'm actually kind of excited about that. Everyone on the show is pretty talented, so it'll be interesting to see how it all goes. So that's pretty much it. So don't forget to head over to geek2geekmedia.com to check out the latest episodes of the network's podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe to the Twitch streams of all of our network's streamers so you don't miss out when they stream their favorite games and talk about geek stuff. So keep listening now to hear a promo from the Geek to Geek Media Network.
When toxic culture has you down.
When you're just looking to laugh and have fun.
Kick back and enjoy watching a video game.
Or just make some new friends.
It's time to visit the Geek to Geek Media Network.
A community of podcasters, streamers, and bloggers.
Well, more of a family than a community.
All dedicated to geeking out about the things we love. Things like
video games.
Star Wars.
Comics.
Movies.
K-pop.
Disney Plus.
Keanu Reeves.
New.
Or whatever our community decides is the next best thing.
That's right. We have a great online community on Slack and Discord where we chat about our weekly geekery with listeners and viewers.
And each other.
Yep, and each other in real time. And we can't wait for you to join us.
So come check us out at geek2geekmedia.com.
And escape toxic fandom for something much more...
Keanu?
Yes, Keanu.
And I'm back. So, as I mentioned at the top, I'm going to be talking about the Supernatural series finale. There is quite a bit to unpack here, so I'm going to just dive in. So the episode originally aired on November 19th of 2020. This episode was episode 20 of season 15 and was called Carry On. So from this point forward, spoilers, because I'm pretty much going to be spending a lot of time talking in depth about the episode and giving my thoughts on it. And so from here on out, spoilers, pretty much. Cool. So the plot of the episode, I'm just going to read the whole thing that I got off of Wikipedia, and then I'll talk about my thoughts, and then we'll go from there. So After the events of the previous episode, Sam and Dean Winchester resume their regular lives hunting monsters. They both still feel a lot of sadness about the death of Castiel and Jack's transformation into God, but this is their chance to live a more, like, quote-unquote normal life for once, basically back to how their life was before all the heaven and hell business. So Sam and Dean head to Akron, Ohio, so Dean can attend a pie festival because pie, and it's Dean's favorite. But later that night, intruders break into a family's house. The father is killed with his, and all of his blood has been drained. The mother has her tongue removed and the children are kidnapped. Sam and Dean investigate and use their father's journal to identify the intruders as vampires he hunted back in 1986, predicting that their next target is going to be Canton, Ohio. So they follow them, they kill one of the intruders, and force the other to reveal the location of the children that they had kidnapped from the previous home, who are being held at a barn. So once there, Sam and Dean free the children, and they fight the vampires, with Sam eventually getting knocked out. And one of the vampires actually turns out to be Jenny, who is a woman that they had failed to save from being turned into a vampire 14 years ago. When Sam wakes up and they kill the vampires, Dean is unfortunately impaled in the back by a spike. Sam intends to leave to find medical supplies, but Dean has him stay, as his wound appears to be fatal. Dean reassures him that this was always how it was going to end for him, and thanks Sam for everything, telling him that he loves him and is proud of him. After saying goodbye, Dean dies in Sam's arms. The next day, Sam burns Dean's body in a funeral pyre. And then Dean finds himself in heaven and reunited with Bobby Singer outside of the Roadhouse Bar. Bobby reveals that after becoming God, Jack reshaped heaven to give everyone everything they wanted and tore down all the walls keeping the souls separated from each other. After being told that his friend Rufus and his parents live in the surrounding area, Dean takes the Impala for a ride through heaven as Carry On My Wayward Son plays on the radio. Sam continues on with his life, getting married and having a kid, the hands of naming Dean. As he grows older and his health begins to deteriorate due to old age, he is visited by his son, who is potentially revealed to have become a hunter. He does have the tattoo, so it's no one's actually sure, but it's probably true. So Sam then peacefully dies of natural causes, and in the afterlife, he is reunited with Dean on a version of the bridge from the first episode. So that's basically everything that happens. Yeah. So my thoughts on this episode. Dean's death. Yeah, there's a lot to say there in particular, because I had thoughts, right, about how I expected this episode to end, about how they were going to wrap up the series. I always assumed that the only way to end this series was for the two of them to die. Like, there was no way that the show could end and Sam and Dean could be alive. Even Castiel. Basically, everybody had to die in order for the show to end. But the one thing that I didn't want to happen was for Sam and Dean to die separately. And that's exactly what happened. It was awful. It was very clear as you watched the episode that that was the direction that they were going. Because they do that thing, right, with like film direction, like the way that the camera tends to linger on things that possibly foreshadow the future, right? So Dean and Sam are fighting all of these vampires that are super buff and like crazy strong and all this stuff. And Dean gets thrown and misses this like rebar spike coming out of the wall barely. And then as like the fight continues, the camera just lingers on it. Like that's in focus and everything else in the distance is not in focus. And then not even much later after that, Dean gets thrown into the spike and it goes through his chest, through his back, into his chest. And that's basically it. Like, that's all for Dean. Like, he knew right then that even though they won, like, they beat all the vampires, they killed all of them, they saved the children, but that was it. This is where Dean dies, officially. I mean, Sam and Dean have died multiple times throughout the series, but this time is it, right? They survived all the way to the end, and Dean gets taken out while saving some kids and fighting some vampires. This is exactly the kind of death that he wanted. Like, if he was going to die, this is what was going to happen. And the part that gets me so hard is, like, it's always been Sam and Dean. Like, Dean basically raised Sam. So saying goodbye to him was going to be very hard, right? Because he tried to say goodbye in season 3 when Dean died, and then when Dean died again later on, it's one of those, like, Sam always felt like he didn't know how to live his life without his brother by his side, but he was going to have to figure that out. And as Dean was dying, he, you know, told him that he was super proud of him, that he always loved him, that it was always the two of them together, no matter what, through thick and thin. And the part that got me really hard was Dean was telling Sam to, like, tell me it's going to be okay. Like, tell me I'm going to be okay, that everything is going to be okay. And Sam says, it's going to be okay. You can go now. And that, heartbreaking. It was really sad. I cried a lot. It was exactly what I didn't want to happen, which was for Dean to die and Sam have to live his life without his brother. But he ended up doing okay. Much better than what happened at, like, with the trickster when Dean died and Sam just went fully off the rails. Like, that whole part back in season 3. And then when Dean actually did die at the end of season 3, it was definitely a lot better. So after Dean's death, Sam has to kind of, like, figure out how to live his life, right? And he goes on, like, probably hunting still, up until, he gets married and has a kid. But, like, while all that is going on, Dean shows up in heaven, right? And it's much different than he probably expected. They've been to heaven before, and it definitely wasn't like he would have expected. And because Jack. Because Jack and Cass helped fix heaven and make it the way that it, that you would expect it to be like. And Bobby says something that sounded so good. He says, it's the heaven you deserve. Which was really sweet. Like, Rufus and Cass and his parents were all there, and probably everybody else that's died along the way that's been associated with the Winchesters. But he says, Dean's like, it's perfect, but something doesn't feel right. Like, something feels like it's missing. And Bobby said, he'll be along, referring to Sam. Because time moves a little bit differently. While years and years pass down on Earth, up in heaven, it was only a short period of time before that they were, like, before they were reunited. So, obviously, the car is there. Like, you can't have Dean without having Baby. So, Baby's there. So, he gets in the car. Carry On My Wayward Son by Kansas starts playing, and he just drives off. And pretty much the rest of the story happens while Dean is, like, on this drive. So Sam's life, right? I mentioned, he has to learn to live his life without Dean, but this is the kind of life that Dean always dreamed of him having. Like, it's been said many times throughout the show that this was never the life that Dean wanted for his brother. Like, yeah, he came back for him and he was terrified, right? He was so scared that there was no way he would be able to do this without him, right? Dean needed Sam probably more than Sam needed him. And that's what he told him right down there towards the end. And finally, after so many years, so many deaths, so many times close to death, Sam finally got the life that Dean dreamed that he would always have. He got married. He had a kid that he named Dean. He got out of the business, right? He stopped hunting. He lived his life for the first time ever, pretty much. Not since Jessica, like at the beginning, right? Like the very small amount that we saw after Sam went to college. So yeah, like time kind of just passes and Sam grows old and he still has the Impala. It's parked in the garage the whole time. There's a scene that they show of Sam sitting behind the wheel of the Impala, probably for the first time in years. Meanwhile, Dean still driving up in heaven. Eventually, it shows Sam laying in a hospital bed in the living room of the house that he lived in. And his son is there with him. And he has the anti-possession tattoo, like the pentagram inside of the sun, the one that both Sam and Dean had tattooed on them, which indicates that it's a potential either he got the tattoo because he wanted him to have it, or his son took up the family business, you know, hunting monsters, hunting things, saving people, all of that jazz. So eventually, Sam gets close to passing away, and his son, Dean, is holding his hand, and he says, "It's okay. You can go now," which is pretty much the same thing that Sam said to Dean. And yeah, Dean ends up on a bridge wearing the exact same outfit that he was wearing in the very first episode, episode one, season one. Gets out of the car and he's sort of standing on this bridge staring off into space. And he kind of looks up and he just goes, "Hey, Sammy." And Sam is standing right behind him wearing the exact same outfit that he was wearing in season one, episode one as well. And they just sort of stand there on the bridge together, staring off into space. And that's how the episode ends. As far as finales go, I think this one was pretty good. It's not my favorite finale of all. Basically, the show ended in the episode before the series finale, with like Chuck losing his god power, Jack becoming god, and all that stuff. This was just sort of an episode to wrap up the lives of Sam and Dean. It was a 42-minute episode, so I don't know if it really does justice, but by the end, Sam and Dean went out doing what he loved, the only thing that he knew how to do, which was hunting monsters. He always thought that that's how he would go, and that's what ended up happening. And Sam got the life that Dean had always hoped he would have, so in a way, it's kind of a perfect ending, because both of the brothers ended up having what happened to them, what they expected. Do I think that Sam and Dean should have died separately? No, I don't think they should have, because I don't think that Sam had to go through the trauma of losing his brother again, like again and again. He's had that happen to him so many times. I don't think it was fair, but that's the direction that they decided to go with this show. So, but yeah, like overall, this is probably the best series finale that they could have given this show. It's been on for 15 years. So many different things have happened over the seasons. Jared and Jensen grew into incredible actors over time. They grew into a family. All the actors did, and the crew, they did a phenomenal job over the last 15 years. And overall, Supernatural will still be one of my favorite shows. Season 3 will always be my favorite season. I don't know. It's weird to think that this show is over, that it that that's how it ended and that there wouldn't be any more after that. It was kind of a weird feeling sitting there watching it. My sister and I drove out to my parents' house and we all kind of watched together. Since we started the show together, we decided it would be the best way was to end the show together. So that's what we did. I don't know. It kind of sucks that we didn't get to see Castiel at the very end, because the last episode that we had with him was the third to last episode, and which I talked about in the other Supernatural episode that I did. That one was heartbreaking. This was just as heartbreaking. I always thought that Dean was my favorite character, so watching him die kind of sucked, like, a lot. So I'd be really interested to hear what other people thought of the Supernatural series finale. I know it's been 6 months since the show ended, but I feel like that's plenty of time to process all the things that happened and all the emotions, because that's 15 years worth of pent-up emotions, like, all wrapped up in 42 minutes. So, I think that's it. That's going to wrap up this week's episode of Tea Time. The show notes for this episode and all of our other episodes are available on our website, teatimewithkc.com. Feel free to reach out to us via Twitter or Instagram by using the handle at teatimewithkc, or at Facebook at facebook.com/teatimewithkc. If you want to chat with us in real time, you can join our Slack workspace or our Discord server. Invite links for those will be in our show notes. You can also email us at teawithkc@gmail.com. And then don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and basically every other podcast app. And don't forget to check out the other podcasts and streamers on the Geek to Geek Media Network by visiting geektogeekmedia.com. And until next time, bye.
Thank you for listening. Join us next time for another cup of tea.